talk about the State Library of Michigan. Are tuned into the Library of Michigan, and you bet I'm going to ask Karen Reisch, who's been with the Library of Michigan, a consultant, at least 15 years now as Library Grants Coordinator, what she's reading when we're finished, because I trust we can read at the State Library as well. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Yes, we want to talk certainly all things library, but you also here to share talk about the grants programs and Michigan's libraries. So I know you coordinate federal grants for all library types in the state as well as school library support, so I only get the best. Here's the question. How does the Library of Michigan support Michigan libraries with federal funds?
Well, we get an allotment of approximately $4.6 million a year, and we use it for statewide resources. We do things like the Michigan eLibrary databases and MLCAP. That's our statewide resource sharing system. We try and do professional development for library staff as well. And finally, we have a competitive grant program for libraries. We have three different programs. We have the Collaborative Library Services and Improving Access to Information, and a public library services grant, and they each have a different focus and a different level of difficulty.
For that, what do these programs cover?
Well, we're trying to do a couple different things here. The Collaborative Library Services program is for community projects that include a library and a community partner and are focusing on an underserved population, such as at-risk youth, elderly patrons with dementia. So what we're hoping with these grants is we'll have a community program with some level of innovation to bring new services. And that kind of depends on the local environment, so we let applicant libraries define what innovation is for themselves. Hmm. And long term, the community is supposed to pick it up and keep it going, so that helps build a strong, sustainable program. So that's kind of our big program. The Improving Access is one that helps public and academic libraries provide more equitable access to their resources. They have a lot of good quality materials, and we're hoping to help them provide that in such a way that everyone in their community can use them. So local history, literacy programs, and improving online access like digital inclusion for those with limited access to the Internet.
Nice.
So that we want our community members to really fully use those resources. And finally, the Public Library Services program is clearly for public libraries.
Okay.
And it's a small summer grant program. It provides materials and supplies for activities through the summer. It can be for children's programs like summer reading, a teen program like a robotics program, or things for adults like unemployment assistance or financial literacy. We want to help those libraries that are struggling to add effective activities by providing the supplies so they can really focus on the programming.
Nice. Who can apply for these grants? And dare I ask how much they are?
By library standards, we think they're pretty good. But the collaborative grant program, they can ask for funds for 1 to 3 years, and they can ask for $50,000 up to $500,000. The Improving Access grant is a one-year grant, and they can ask for $5,000 to $25,000. And the Public Library Services program is a summer program. It's a quick four-month one, and they can ask for $500 to $2,000 in supplies.
Yes, don't ask, you don't get. Isn't that how it is?
Absolutely.
Karen, would you expand, take some time to talk about the kinds of programs that actually have been funded?
We have had such great programs. This is a really wonderful program to work with. To see what's going on in our communities and the services libraries are providing. So to give you an example from each of the grant programs, right now in the Collaborative Community Program, Muskegon Area District Library is working with White Lake Community Library and Hackley Public Library to train the library staff across the entire county on family literacy practices. They are using a program called Family Place Libraries, and it focuses on family learning spaces, doing parent-child workshops, and early literacy-focused collections and programs. And they're also working with community partners like Head Start and community agencies to get this literacy support into their communities. In the Improving Access to Information program, St. Clair County is one of our outstanding grantees right now. They're reaching out to blind and physically disabled patrons by providing ORCAMs, And I had never heard of this until the grant was submitted. But they're small, portable electronic devices, and they can read aloud printed text, labels on things in the grocery store, computers, mobile device screens. They're really nifty little things. Huh. And they read in English, Spanish, or French, and people can check them out from the library and use them for their day-to-day activities. And St. Clair County Library staff are also training other libraries on how these devices work and how they can use them in their libraries. And then our small public library grant for the summer, you know, it's just materials and supplies, but some libraries have done really creative things. Portage Lake District Library up in Houghton, they did a teen program to visit Rabbit Island, which is a forested remote island that has an artist-in-residence program.
Oh, wow.
That program focuses on ecology. So they ended up doing a program where they did 5 scholarships for teens to go spend a week on that island and learn how to create art and learn about the ecology of the island. And they did an art exhibit when they were all done, things they had created on their trip. It was an absolutely wonderful program.
Nice. Talking all things State Library of Michigan, are tuned into the Library of Michigan. Today, our topic, grant programs and Michigan's libraries, with the best, Karen Riesch, Library Grants Coordinator. Tell me about your goals. What are the goals you hope to achieve here?
Overall, we want to kickstart improved services in communities around the state. Library staff need a little bit of help with training or with resources and materials so they can be as active as they can be in their community. So last year we funded 92 of the public library grants, and we currently have 7 collaborative community grants and 5 improving access grants. So that's over 100 communities we've been able to help the public and academic libraries do more work in the last year, and we're really happy about that.
That's nice. Anything new this year, 2020?
We're looking at applications as they're coming in. Our public library services grant is due this Friday. And the other grant applications are due in May, so we're really excited about what our libraries are looking forward to doing the next year.
Nice. And what are you reading now, Karen Riesch?
Well, I'm reading things a little on the serious side right now. I picked up When Death Becomes Life, Notes from a Transplant Surgeon by Joshua Mesrick. I have a family member who's had a heart transplant, and it's a very interesting book, reading about what it's like for the medical personnel who work in the field.
Yes, thank you for that. Karen, how do we find out more about the Library of Michigan, please?
You can go to www.michigan.gov/Library of Michigan, and you're welcome to contact us at any time for our services.
Great. Keep up the good work, and yes, get that money, that grant money that is out there to support, obviously, the good causes that we have. Karen Riesch, thank you.
Thank you so much.